it and the coming glory. Praise God. So, how important it is for us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind and allow our soul to prosper. If you're doing the same thing, the same way, expecting different results, you done lost your mind. You done lost your mind. They're spiritual laws. Are you hearing? So it's simple, but sometimes so simple we miss it. Minor adjustments can bring about great changes in your thinking processes. What are you feeding? What is your mind food? See, we go to the grocery store. You know, you buy the packaged goods. That's the food you feed your body. But what are you feeding your mind? Is it garbage? Processed stuff? Stuff to put weight on you? What are you feeding your mind? That's important. So our soul must prosper. The soul stands between the spirit and the outer realm. It's the connector. And we looked at it to a degree in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder both soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thoughts and intents of the heart. I mean, you're talking about surgery. No one can do that but the word. And so it's important that we can discern whether our soul is prospering. And it's important that our soul does prosper. Okay, so we looked at the word reset in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And you can look it up yourself. You'll see exactly what I'm saying to you is written right there. But the word, we looked at three categories of the word reset. And during this time of reset, I believe there are three types of people in the body of Christ. God loves them all. How many of God loves the world? Yes, he does. God is not the killer. God's not out trying to kill folk. He came to give us life. The thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. But what it is, there are spiritual laws that are in place. You go up on this building and jump down, you ain't going to fly unless you... You ain't flying. Why? It's a law. And every time you do it, guess what? Until you can't do it no more. This time I'm gonna fly. Yeah, all right. No, you. Why? It's spiritual. The universe is governed by laws. There's the law of the spirit of life. That's what God said. If you obey me, these things will happen. When you disobey me, these things will happen. I love you. I'm for you. But when you disobey, these things happen. That's why he gave us repentance. That's why he sent Jesus for us. To open a way to get back to God. Amen. And he took all our sin, all of what we couldn't do. Amen. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. That debt was our debt. So now we have access. That's why when you mess up, repent. Amen. Don't get so proud you can't repent. Amen. And sometimes you need to repent to your brother or your sister. Sometimes you need to repent to your children. Amen. Don't ever get to where you get to where. They'll get that thing right so your heart is right. He that harbors sin in his heart, God ain't hearing you. Why? He wants to, but it's spiritual law. It's law. You have to understand. The universe is governed by laws. Give and it shall be given. We could have shouted on that one. You want to receive? Give. And we're not just talking about money. give and you shall receive. Why? Everything will produce after its kind. It may not, but the more, it may not right away, but the more developed you are in this, the more quickly you see the things manifest. Jesus was so developed in it that when he cursed the fig tree, it dried up before they left. I'm persuaded, I'm convinced it dried. It didn't take till the next day. It dried up. When they came back the next day, they saw it was dried up. And Peter and them were astounded, but Jesus wasn't. What y'all didn't think? When the storm came and he rebuked the storm, they were in awe, they were amazed. Jesus wasn't. Why? He understands spiritual law. This stuff will happen. When he went to heal that centurion's daughter, I believe it was, and they said, "Don't trouble the master, your daughter's dead." He said, see, Jesus understood. They were speaking negative. Jesus said, "No, she but sleepeth." What? He was speaking law. They went to laugh at that. Jesus said, "Get him out of here." So when you understand spiritual law, and I know that word law is a heavy word to a lot of people, but we're not talking about the ceremonial law. We're talking about spiritual law, things that govern the universe. You go up north and you go outside like it's Florida in the winter, you're liable to get sick, catch a cold. Probably. Why? The laws of nature. And sometimes we miss these things. See, this is what miracles are for. We don't live off of miracles. Miracles are to bring things that are out of order back into order. Because God set an order. How many know he wants us to be in health? Isn't that what John said? I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Sometimes stuff happens where God wrought a miracle, but he brings a miracle to bring you back into that divine order. Amen. All right, let's take a look into the coming glory. Let's go to the book of, I think we'll start in Haggai, chapter 2. I believe that's where we want to start. How many of y'all never read the book of Haggai? No, don't raise your hand. Ha who? Haggai. Chapter 2, let's start at verse, I believe I want to start at verse number 19. No, let's start Haggai chapter 1. That's where I want to start. I didn't order these verses like I want to. I just jotted them out. Haggai chapter 1. And let's start at verse number 2. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now we spoke about three different types of people that God will redeem, let me say, in this reset. And one of them are those that have just lost total interest in the house of the Lord. Now, I understand, and we know that we are the temple, we are the house, but corporately, there's an assembly that God has established, and he tells us not to forsake. Is that right? Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. God says not to forsake the assembling, but there are those who, through this time, and I do understand some who, because of health reasons, with all this foolishness going on, that they're using wisdom. But not everybody. My heart goes out to those that are using wisdom. My heart is with them. And you know, I'm finding, this is a little sidebar, but I'm finding some remedies to some of this stuff that I believe will work, and I'm still praying it through, but I've been talking to some people that I know have, you know, the chronic illnesses in that. But what I found, and when I get this group together and talk to them, I'm going to have them do their own research, get back with me and say, okay, what do you think about it? Because if you do it properly, what I've studied on this globally, they have results. But again, the media, big pharma, they don't want, you know, see, this is that psyop that people have to get over. You got to understand that a lot of this stuff at the top is not for you. They're lying to you to keep you hostage, to bind you up, to try to see pharmaceuticals. Thank God for doctors. Thank God for medicine that helps. But for the most part, medicine is not to help you. It's to make you dependent. Come on, let's be for real. You know, thank God for the medicine, the real doctors. There are real doctors out there that practice real medicine, that love people, that stick to the oath. But then there's the money mongers, the ones that are after the money. And that with this whole COVID thing and all this fake vaccination stuff, this is about money and depopulation. So during this time, listen, I said it Sunday. I'm going to say it again. I won't say it when it happens, but I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you, I told you so. Y'all can go back and get the tapes from way back last year. And y'all going to hear a lot of this stuff that's going to start coming out by reputable, even though you may not think I'm reputable. Reputable doctors and scientists are going to be saying the same thing. You know, Apostle said that last year. Child, please. I'm telling you, it's going to come out. And I'm just going to, you know. I ain't going to say I told you. I'm just going to look at you. We will see. Our perseverance has been extremely tested, and in many instances proven. See, we've had to persevere. You know, it's difficult when you're right about something, but you know everything is saying you're wrong. See, that's the mantle of a prophet. They would have to get up and prophesy stuff, and folks say, "What? You crazy?" Stone them, run them out of town, and sometimes it would be years later, but then it would manifest just as they prophesied. Blessed are ye when men shall persecute you, speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.